So in Charleston, South Carolina, people are being reminded of wars that were fought long before they were born. Cannonballs from the Civil War, even the Revolutionary War, are washing up on beaches or being unearthed during construction projects. And some of these pieces can still be dangerous, as South Carolina Public Radio's Alexandra Olgan reports.
Hunkered down in a building topped with sandbags, military bomb experts are getting ready to detonate a rusted cannonball from the 1800s. The munition is wrapped in C4 and buried underground in an empty field near Charleston. This 9-inch cannonball had black powder in it and needed to be exploded. Others are found during construction, in the ocean after hurricanes, or just below ground in people's backyards. Detective Carl Makins is with the Charleston County Bomb Squad.
A lot of people don't understand how dangerous these cannonballs are. Somebody hit them with a hammer, thinking it's kind of cool because of the sound they make, and not understanding that, hey, that's a potential time bomb.
Makins gets several calls a year that an old relic has been found. So does Graham Long, the curator at the Charleston Museum. He has more than 200 cannonballs and can't display them all. The rest are in storage.
We've had a few Revolutionary War pieces come in fairly recently, these little 6-pound avocado-looking iron balls that are your quite stereotypical-looking cannonballs, what you'd expect from that time period.
They also find Civil War-era cannonballs because the Union siege of Charleston lasted more than 500 days. And Long says, at the time, the city was constantly bombarded.
On any given day, there are several, if not dozens, of shells coming into town. Some are going off, some aren't. And these are heavy, heavy pieces going far distances, hitting the ground hard and getting buried.
Long believes only a fraction of the cannonballs have been unearthed and expects they'll be found here for years to come. For NPR News, I'm Alexandra Olgan in Charleston.